Replacing the program originally scheduled for this time, the National Broadcasting Company now presents a special broadcast by Jack Benny from somewhere in Egypt. We take you now to Cairo.
Grant Farr speaking from an American supply base near Cairo, Egypt. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and to our American audience, it may be a strange time for a show. But here it is the most comfortable time of a working day of almost unbearable heat. Regardless of the heat, supplies must get to our fighting front. Tanks and guns must be repaired, and the men of the service of supply are dedicated to this job. This morning, these men are being entertained by the greatest aggregation of stars ever to be sent to the Middle East by USO camp shows. Here comes a GI greeting to Winnie Shaw, Anna Lee, Larry Adler, and Jack Benny.
Of Egypt is called the piaster. The piaster is worth 4 cents.
That's right.
So tonight we bring you the only man in Cairo who can get plastered on two piasters, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking from Cairo, Egypt, which is the main oasis between Tel Aviv and Waukegan. Imagine, folks, it's 1 o'clock in the morning here and 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles. I'm just going to bed and Phil Harris isn't even up yet. And Fred, you're wrong about your introduction. I didn't get plastered on two piasters, or even four piasters.
Then what were you doing on the banks of the Nile last night, stabbing yourself in the chest with a snake?
Well, look at the publicity it got for Cleopatra. I gotta keep my name going, kid.
But good heavens, man, Cleopatra died as a result of doing that.
I know, Fred, but I wasn't worried about that. You see, the snake I grabbed hold of looked up at me and said, "It won't do you any good, buddy. I'm from Palm Springs, and I'm here on vacation." But, Fred, this trip to me is really amazing. I can't believe I'm in ancient Egypt.
Oh, this is a great place, all right. Tell me, Jack, did you pick up any souvenirs to take home?
Souvenirs? No, I didn't, Fred. A British soldier tried to sell me a souvenir, but I didn't feel like buying it.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. What can I do with an Italian general? I mean, you know, airmail at 80 cents a pound. And besides, now I know a guy who can get them for me wholesale, you know. But, Fred, look at the souvenir I did get last week. This will knock your eye out. Look.
Let's see this.
Here you are, a genuine Egyptian handbag. I bought it for Mary.
Egyptian? Why, Jack, this handbag comes from the United States.
What?
Look, here it is right here. It says, made in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis? Well, I'll be darn these glasses. I thought it said Heliopolis. Oh, well, another day, another piaster. But, Fred, I really had a great time here in Egypt. I've seen the pyramids and the Sphinx and the Nile. Gosh, imagine seeing the Nile River. I can't believe it.
You know, Jack, there's an old saying about that river. he who drinks of the waters of the Nile will return again.
I know, Fred, I know. I took a drink of it last night, and I returned a little sooner than I expected. But I certainly did enjoy the pyramid.
Well, while you were there, Jack, did you visit the tomb of King Tut?
King Tut? No, I didn't bother with that. He's so corny now, you know. Well, that's for Fred Allen. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Allen wanted to make a trip overseas, but he was examined by an army doctor, and they wouldn't let him go. They just put his picture on the bulletin board of every camp, and right under it they wrote, "Don't let this happen to America," you know? Thank you, fellas. Heaven bless you for that. Thank you. Anyway, we were talking about the pyramids, weren't we, Fred?
Yes,
I wish your first name wasn't Fred. I hate that.
Incidentally, Jack, did anyone ever tell you how long it took to build one of those pyramids?
No, Fred.
Well, history tells us that it took 100,000 workmen 30 years to construct one pyramid. Imagine 30 years.
30 years? God, Henry Kaiser would throw a fit. But Fred, I was even more impressed by the Sphinx. You know, Larry Adler and I had a picture taken in front of the Sphinx playing a duet. Larry with his harmonica and I with my violin.
It is? That must have been interesting.
Oh, it was. But Fred, let me ask you something. Confidentially, an ancient goddess like the Sphinx wouldn't know a word like phooey, would it?
But, no, of course not.
I guess it must have been the wind, I guess. I was worried there for a minute. Oh, hello, Larry.
Saida, Jack, Saida.
This is Larry Adler, the world's greatest harmonica player. We're making this camp tour together.
Saida, Larry.
Hey, what's this Saida, Saida?
That means your laundry won't be back for 3 days.
Oh.
Oh, no, fellas. Saida is the Arabic word for good day.
Oh, yes, of course. Saida, good day.
You mean like, did you have a Saida at the races?
And I know the answer to that in Arabic, brother. Shihau by E, Limi Hata. That means, where's the nearest hot shop? You know, Larry, you ought to stick with me all the time we're in Egypt. I can be a great help because I speak their language fluently.
You do, eh?
Oh, definitely. I know a lot of words like mafi, bakhti.
Oh, really? Tarboot, fuller brush.
For instance, Larry, and keep this under your fez. If you wanna get somewhere with a pretty girl here, you call her over and say, "My feast, Tut." It never fails, you know.
As a matter of fact, Jack, "my feast" is the one word that makes me homesick for this state. Remember Rudy Valley when he used to sing it every week? "My feast is your feast, your feast is my feast."
Yeah. Just sing in any language. Oh, wait, Larry, where are you living here in town?
Oh, I'm at Shepherd's Hotel.
Oh.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to read E. Philip Oppenheim. I was fascinated by those beautiful women, the millionaire bankers, and the royalty you'd meet on the terrace of Shepherd's Hotel. I had to see that for myself.
Oh, of course. The Battle of the Terrace. Of course.
You never can tell who wins. Jack, where are you living?
Me? Well, I wanted to get to know the people of Egypt, you see. I wanted to be in their atmosphere, so I'm living at the Abdullah Abu Mustafa Ben Hansen Auto Park. I wanted to live the life of an Egyptian, observe their customs, eat their food, wear their clothes. I returned them, of course. You know. Well, so much for life at the Abdullah.
Well, Jack, I've enjoyed this talk with you very much, but don't you think it's about time I played a number?
Oh, yes. What are you going to play, Larry?
Well, I was thinking of Begin the Begin.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, don't stand there. Do something. All right, boys. Begin the Beguine, played by Larry Adler and accompanied in a grand manner by the Skyblazers under the direction of Major Hittenmark. Any resemblance between the Skyblazers and Phil Harris's orchestra is their own fault.
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. Phil Harris has done a lot for you. Where would you be without him?
Where would I be without him? Look where I went to escape him. And now, folks. See, where was I?
You were nowing the folks.
Oh, yes, I know. The commercial. And now, folks, a message from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you wake up in the morning feeling like a pyramid? You do? Well, then why couldn't you have one?
Yes, go to your nearest bricklayer and say, I want a pyramid. His answer should prove extremely interesting.
A small down payment now, and the pyramid is yours. Pay the rest in 2,000 years.
Remember, folks, buy Pincus's pyramid.
It makes all other pyramids.
It makes all other pyramids look alike.
From Pincus, your pyramid from Pincus.
Oh, oh, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Fred. And now, fellas, we have with us one of our most glamorous and beautiful stars of Hollywood, who is also making this tour with us, Miss Anna Lee.
Thanks, fellas. Thank you very much.
Saida, babe. Saida. By the way, Anna, how do you like the tour so far? You been having fun?
Oh, Jack, it's been wonderful entertaining our troops. The boys have been grand to me. And such gentlemen.
Really?
You know, Jack, I don't think we needed you along as a chaperone after all.
Well, I didn't come along as a chaperone. I came to be your leading man in our show.
But, Jack, remember, the plans were changed. The boys didn't want to see life with Father.
That's not the point. Anyway, Larry, I don't see why you should have all the love scenes. Anna, I don't see why you should have all the love scenes with Larry. Don't I know how to kiss, too?
Jack, that you'll never know until you've taken up the mouth organ.
What are you talking about? Your last leading man was Paul Muni. If he played a harmonica, it was smothered in his beard.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Don't start painting Paul Muni. After all, who else could play Zola?
Vincent Lopez. Don't you ever read Downbeat?
Anyway, Anna, now take that picture you made with Ronald Coleman, My Life with Caroline. There's no reason why I couldn't have played that part, is there?
Well, I don't know, Jack. You see, Ronald Coleman wore a little mustache, which gave the role a certain distinction.
Well, there's no reason why I couldn't have worn a mustache. I could have grown one as easily as not.
Yes, but Jack, this particular part also called for a slight British accent. It was very important to the story.
Well, I could have developed a British accent, a broad A here and a dropped H there. It's very simple.
Well, there was another thing, Jack. The character itself called for a very, very generous husband. A man who lavished expensive luxuries on his wife. Money was absolutely no object.
And me, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction this evening, we are going to offer...
Another thing, Jack.
All right, Anna. Okay. See you later, don't you? For our feature attraction this evening, we are going to offer...
Hello, Jack. Hiya, fellas.
Well, hello, ladies. Winnie Shaw, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, shifty bin, shifty bin. I know all that stuff, honey. You know, folks, Winnie is the singer with our troupe and one of America's favorites. And she came here prepared to do a number. What's it going to be, Winnie?
Well, if it's all right with you, Jackie, I'd like to sing the number I've been associated with. Lady in Red.
That's swell. Go ahead, Winnie. Let's hear it.
Oh, hold it. Hold it just a second, Winnie. Come in. Yes?
Hanji Hagam Sugras and Haga Jack Benny.
What was that?
He said he had a special delivery for you, Jack.
Oh, well, I'm Jack Benny. Give it to me. The cheese! Pardon me?
The cheese!
You're welcome. You're welcome. All these fellas are so polite around here.
Jack. Jack, Bob Sheesh means a tip, a gratuity.
Oh.
Manana, brother. Manana. Well. Hey, fellas, look.
A letter from Mary Livingston. Hey, do you mind if I read it, Fred? Gee, I'm so excited. A letter from Mary.
No, Jack. Go right ahead.
Thanks. Gosh. Wait a minute. Beverly Hills, California, August 12th. Dear Jack, hope you are having a nice trip and enjoying yourself. I received your cable asking me to send you $5 more. I told you before you left home that $20 wasn't enough to take with you on a 3-month tour through Africa. With your sideline of American postcards. Your girlfriend Gladys was over yesterday and she was very happy. The Coast Guard has just voted her the pickup girl of 1943. Several other people called to ask about you. Ann Sheridan, Barbara Stanwyck, Greer Garson, Claudette Colbert, Jean Arthur, and Ann Southern were not among them. No other news as ever, Mary. P.S. If you get to Casablanca, give my love to Humphrey Bogart. Gee, it was nice to get a letter from Mary, no matter what she says. Thanks, doll. Say, Winnie, I'm going to the bazaar to buy Mary a present. I'll be right back.
We take you to the famous Muskie Bazaar, where Larry Adler is going to prove to Jack Benny that two can be as cheap as one. Helping them in their search for rare bargains is Miss Lily Zuleika, who speaks both Arabic and English. We now find them entering one of the bazaars.
Egyptian bazaar. Did you ever think we'd see anything like this?
Amazing, isn't it?
Now, Miss Zuleika, you stick right with us.
Oh, I will, Mr. Benny. But remember one thing. Do not accept their first price. You've got to bargain with them. Get everything as cheaply as possible.
Cheaply as possible. Don't let me forget that, Larry. Here comes the clerk.
Now, remember, Mr. Benny, don't let him overcharge you.
I won't.
Assalamu alaikum. Ahlan wa sahlan. Antasharaftum al-su'an wa put'an wa sahlan tu ma'ana.
That's too much. What do you think we are?
What do you think we are, suckers?
None of that stuff.
That Mr. Benny, he was just bidding you welcome.
Oh.
It's a gypsy courtesy to return the welcome by saying alaikum salam.
What was that? I didn't hear that.
Alaikum salam.
Oh, I see. Well, that doesn't obligate me in any way, does it?
Jack, even in Cairo, hello is on the cuff.
Oh. Well, you know what he's talking about. Say, miss, tell the man I'd like to buy something very elaborate in gold filigree. Not to cost over 10 piastres.
ممكن يشوف حاتم ذهب مش يكون زيادة من 10 ساعة.
أنا متأكد إن خالد مش بيتكلم جد مش كده؟
What did he say?
He said, are you killed?
Oh,
you MC, brother, MC. Yalla, 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 yalla. Look, miss, tell the man who I am. And also that I'm not going to buy anything unless it comes down from those tourist prices.
Yes, sir. إذا كان عايز تبيع لازم تسيله السنة اللي بيطلب علشان هو من أمريكا. اسمه جاك بيني.
جاك بيني. Closing time. Everybody else.
MC and double MC. Well, can we get someone here we can speak to?
Yes, I'm going to the rest of the place. Here he comes now. Say it, Ibrahim Pasha.
Say it, Zuleika.
Now, look, mister. We need to...
Let me handle this, Jack. Mister, me like em, buy em, gold filigree. Deli Valley Street. That is
very interesting. You're an American Indian, I presume. Larry, let me talk. I'm going to do the buying. Now, mister, what can I get here that's a real souvenir of Egypt?
Gentlemen, you name it, we've got it. I sell everything here from scarabs to camels.
Oh, say, camels, that's an idea. You know, with the shortage of gasoline and everything, maybe I ought to buy a camel.
Very good, sir. One hump for two.
Is there a difference?
Oh, yes. You see, a one-hump camel can go 7 days without a group. A two-hump camel can go 30 days.
I see. Well, what does he keep in his second hump?
Dry ice.
Oh.
You know, Benny can go without a drink indefinitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, sooner or later, somebody buys him one.
Larry, then, mister, your advice would be...
Oh, definitely the two-hump camel. The trade-in value is so much better.
Oh, certainly. A very important point to consider. I mean, a man of my position couldn't afford to be seen riding down Hollywood Boulevard on last year's camel. Larry just wouldn't get on one.
Tell me, is a camel easy riding?
Mr. Benny, after 7 years in the Maxwell, even a bronco camel would be a pleasure.
Understand. I'll take the two-hump camel.
Now, where shall I deliver it?
At Shepherd's Hotel, care of Mr. Adler. I'll pick it up in the morning. Well, goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, and thank you very much.
Goodbye, Miss Zuleika. Thanks for your trouble.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Come, Larry. Let us away. Okay, Jack. I think you made a good buy.
Yeah. Gosh, what a colorful street this is. Really, listen to that. That's real native music. Guess what you came over here to get? Hey, let's follow this guy.
Cocktails for two.
Well, what do you know? Larry, come here. Larry, what kind of a singer is that?
I don't know.
Hey, it's my ear. What kind of a singer is that?
I don't know. Hey, Adora, what kind of a singer is that?
I don't know. Hey, sir.
Never mind. It's not important. I look in the guidebook. My goodness.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we leave the bazaar of ancient, mysterious Egypt. But who knows? Someday we may return. The East is inscrutable. Insha'Allah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big news last week was Italy's surrender.
Here is
a first-hand account of the invasion that preceded the surrender by probably the first American reporter to set foot on enemy Europe. Collier's war correspondent, Frank Gervasi.
Jack, but first, before I talk about my work, let's talk a little about yours. I've just returned from a battle, but you've just come back from watching men work who make battles and victories possible. The men who keep the weapons and munitions rolling into Russia.
Yes, Frank, we've just come back from the Persian Gulf. To read about our supplying Russia is one thing. To see our boys unloading ships, loading trucks, and driving them over a nightmare version of the Burma Road in a heat often as high as 170 degrees, well, that's a reality.
Thank you very much, Jack Benny. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a special broadcast by the one and only Jack Benny, direct from Egypt, where Jack has been entertaining our troops. Jack will be back soon in Hollywood. Others appearing with him today on this unusual broadcast were Larry Adler and his harmonica, Anna Lee of the Scream, and Winnie Shaw, the well-known young singer. This broadcast came to you from Cairo, Egypt, and New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.